Well, staying with federal politics, Kate Chaney is the independent MP for Curtin, federal seat of Curtin in WA. Kate Chaney, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally.
I've just heard from the industry minister, Tim Ayres, there about the government's plans to manage data centres. Do you have any concerns about the government's approach to the international interest in building AI infrastructure here in Australia, which is already booming?
Well, I think we definitely need to get on it fast. And at the moment, we've got a statement of expectations that they're not legislated. And that should address the energy issues, also water, also jobs and impact on local communities. There are data centre deals being done every day, you know, across the country. We've got hundreds of them already, and we need to set these expectations so we're not relying on local councils or state government to you know, address these issues. So I think this is one of 18 different issues that the government needs to really get onto when it comes to AI regulation to make sure that we're making it safe so we can make the most of the opportunities.
The Assistant Minister for Science and Technology, Andrew Charlton, says Australia should learn from the resources boom, particularly in the case of gas, which he said saw Australia build export before securing domestic supply. Are there lessons from the resources boom you think may be applicable to AI and data centres as this boom now unfolds?
Absolutely. And it was good to hear him say that. I want to see it actually turning into action that can be announced. One of the real risks here is data centres are moving very fast. We want to get a piece of the pie like that. But we have to make sure we don't do what we did with gas and give it away and make sure that Australians do actually share in the economic benefits that are likely to come from AI.
The federal government wants to implement its plan to restrict gambling advertising by January next year. It describes its consultation on the proposal as targeted. Are you confident that the government is speaking to the right people?
Well, targeted is another way of saying very small and too fast. There was a 45-minute Zoom call a couple of days ago on a couple of days' notice for the people who are concerned about gambling harm, a small group of them, and that showed that the government doesn't know how the opt-out system will work. There are real concerns about things like time zones, maybe that kids in WA are exposed to unlimited gambling ads from 6:30 p.m. in the evening. And I'm really concerned after 3 years for a response to give 3 days' notice on a consultation for people concerned about harm is completely inadequate.
On a separate issue, Pauline Hanson's One Nation. Pauline Hanson's been active in WA over the past few days. One Nation says its Fire the Liar fundraiser has brought in more than $2 million in donations since its launch earlier this week. You voluntarily disclose all donations in real time on your website. Would you encourage One Nation and other parties to do the same?
I think every political candidate in the country should be doing that. It seems like a minimum requirement. And I've introduced legislation to suggest that. If any of that had been passed, we would know where Pauline Hanson's money was coming from. It will improve next year after much pushing, but not yet. So it remains a mystery where the money's coming from.
Kate Chaney, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Sally.